This is Poetry on the Move. In this episode, we showcase a special performance by the Mother Tongue Multilingual Poetry Collective, performing their original work, Homespun. Homespun is written and performed in six languages by four poets who came together through Mother Tongue Multilingual Poetry events and workshops in Canberra. Originally created for the noted Experimental Writers Festival, Homespun explores ideas and feelings about displacement, longing, love, and home. The poets are Vesna Svjetichinin. Born in Yugoslavia, Vesna left before the war with her husband and two young children. A lawyer by profession, Vesna writes her poems in Serbian, all of which, except for Homespun, are expressed in 15 lines. Karina Bontis Ford. Karina is a poet and musician of Chilean heritage who writes and sings in Spanish, Indonesian, and English, and enjoys playing with different musical traditions and languages. Anita Patel. Born in Singapore and educated in England, Singapore, and Australia, Anita grew up speaking both English and Bahasa Malay. A former teacher of English and Indonesian, Anita won the ACT Writers' Centre Poetry Prize in 2004, and her poetry has been published widely. Asefa Zeinalabdini. Asefa came to Australia from Iran 7 years ago. Azerbaijani and Persian are her mother tongues. She is a linguist by profession and writes and performs in Persian, Azerbaijani, and English.
Imaš li želje?
Do you have the desire?
Volje.
Willingness.
Snage.
Vigor.
Nežnosti.
Gentleness.
Odanosti.
Loyalty.
Posvećenosti.
Dedication.
Iskrenosti.
Honesty.
Strpljenja.
Patience.
Saosećanja.
Compassion.
Razumevanja.
Understanding.
Zanesenosti.
Enchantment.
Ludosti.
Insanity.
Da me voliš.
To love me.
Dustam došta boš.
Čintaku.
Amar me. عشق یعنی خانه، خانه یعنی قلب من پر از عشق. Love means home, my heart's home, my heart full of love. My love found home in my loving heart, my love found home in my lovely home.
Clara de luna, despertándome. Ciclos de pájaros, madrugada espesa. Cama, llena de abrazos. Lenguas llenas de corazón.
عشق لحظه دیدار پدر بر سر سفره هفت سین است. عشق لحظه شنیدن صدای مادر در شب سال نوست. عشق آن اسکناس نو تا نشده عیدی من لای قرآن است. وقتی چشمان کوچک منتظرم به دست تو می نگرند.
Love is hearing mom and dad's voices on New Year's Eve. Love is the unfolded note. My New Year's present inside the Quran, when my waiting small eyes are looking at your hands.
I spoke my beloved. She taught me how to be myself, propped me up on my legs and gave my tongue a lifelong vice of slivering silver syllables, cutting them into rounded warm shapes, spread onto fruit toast and dipped in sea salt. Liquidating foreign delights on my waiting lips.
عشق پیچش دلمه‌های برگ مو زیر انگشتان مادر.
Love twists of grape leaves for dolmesh under mum's hands.
عشق رقص دانه‌های سرخ تسبیح بر سر انگشتان پدر.
Love dance of red beads of dad's rosary at his fingertips.
گلاس‌لار شراب رنگین دولوپتور.
Home is the uproarious smell of ripe durian.
هندوانه خنک و قرمز ترد شیرین داخل رودخانه.
Chill, tender, red sweet watermelon out of the river.
An exuberance of orchids.
Love is my orchid's soft, delicate petals behind the window.
Coriander and cumin spitting in a pan. Apple orchards, daffodils, an ice blue lake, bare winter branches, and my footprints in the sand of salty beaches, bekas jejak kakiku di pasir pantai.
Cielos largos, azul brillante.
Ay güzel haralısan, yar haralısan. Kaşları karalısan, yar haralısan.
Oh, beautiful, where are you from, love?
For the sake of us and love, let's love each other. O shekso.
Jatu chinta.
Zalublenost.
Enamorarse.
O shikol.
Home is where the heart is, so the saying goes. I have no home to return to, except through my nose and eyes and ears and tongue.
Yeki bud, yeki nabud. غیر از خدا هیچ کس نبود. یه خونه بود. And I was singing.
Broken songs, tattered tunes, half-remembered lyrics. A note, a riff, a chord. That is yearning. Itulah kerinduan.
Two images are invading my mind. One, empty streets, shops without buyers, theaters without audiences.
Fractured flavors, rasa manis, pedas, asam, asin, pahit, splintering on my tongue. Salty, sweet, sour, spicy. That is yearning. Itulah kerinduan.
The other, swarmed city squares, crowded markets, parks immersed in colors.
Fragments of fragrance, tantalizing, taunting, traitorous. Smells taking me down ragged roads of recollection. That is yearning. Itulah kerinduan.
I realize they are identical. Without a kindred spirit, both are loneliness.
Tanhoi.
Kesepian.
Soledad.
Samocha.
Tanhaluk. Give me your eyes, and I will show you the dead end two-sided roads, the roads that you have not stepped in, the roads of crowds with no passengers within. Open your mind to my garage sales, sales of past, present, and future tales.
Preplavljena osjećanjima neizvesnosti, sklupčavam se u najdubljem kutku svoje duše.
I am curling up in the deepest corner of my soul. Ascendencia suplente, criada por accidente. ¿Cómo me llamas? ¿Qué me dices? No cantas mi nombre con la misma voz de la tierra de mi corazón.
You don't sing my name with the same voice as the lands of my heart.
No entiendo, pero escucho.
I don't understand, but I listen.
Tales of me, you, and them. Tales of here, there, and nowhere. Give me your steps, and I will walk you to nowhere, to my land, land of nowhere. Nakojabad.
Tidak di mana pun juga.
En ningún lugar.
Nigde.
Yo.
Me.
Salvaje.
Wild.
Desesperada.
Desperate.
Sin raíces.
Without roots.
I walk you to my land of bridge that I made recently, just fresh.
Torn photographs, faded images. Lingering on the edges of forgetting and remembering. Lupa, lupa, ingat. That is yearning. Itulah kerinduan.
Hasrat inast.
Eso es anhelo.
To je žudnja.
Yek muhajer haminast. Bi khane, bi vatan. Ba arzuy mandan, ba hasrat raftan. اگر وطن ها اگر ها دل دادن ها و دل کندن ها در خانه غریب و در غربت غریبه با آرزوی پیوستنهای دوباره و فرار از پروازهای جدایی، اینجایی آنجا را میخواهی، آنجایی فکرت اینجاست. همچنان در میانه راه با تردید میروی و برمیگردی تا چه خواهد تقدیر و کجا این بیقراری به سلامت به قرار رسد. This is a migrant without home, without motherland.
Lava mis pensamientos, esperanzas y sueños vacíos.
With the wish to stay while yearning to leave, ifs and if onlys, attachments and detachments.
Mira las manos, son las únicas que tengo.
A stranger in your home and a stranger in the destination, with the desire to unite again and the avoidance of separation flights.
Kalau pulang kampung, di mana kampungnya? Kalau balik rumah, mau ke mana? Where do I go?
¿De dónde vinieron? ¿A dónde llegan? ¿En qué idioma hablan?
Aku cukup betah tinggal di sini. Aku lebih betah tinggal di sana. Tempat kelahiran bukan tanah airku. My birthplace is not my homeland. Kalau pulang rumah, di mana kampung itu?
Here, you wish to be there.
Silenciosas.
There, you think about here.
Diestras.
To keep uncertain vendors forwards and backwards in between homes.
Confundidas.
Sardargom.
Bingung. Zbunjena.
Confused.
Mart. Preuranjena jesen miriše na trsku i pacale, a kasno leto na ljubičasti ukus prvog, tek zorućeg muskata.
March. Premature autumn smells like the long, smooth stems of muddy reed, and a late summer has the violet aroma of the early, just ripening muskato.
U meni se odranja svest prolaznosti, u kojoj na čudan način uživam, zavaravajući se da će uskoro proleće.
While an awareness of transience bulges in me, I enjoy it in a weird way, misconstruing season signs and believing it will soon be spring.
Aku tidak bisa pulang kampung. I can never return home. Karena kampungku terletak di sini, di sana. Because my home, it's here, it's there. Rumahku dibangun di macam-macam tanah. Saya pulang kampung di mana-mana. U glavi mi se zamutilo. Ovo je druga strana sveta. My head is spinning. This is the other side of the world.
Construyendo castillos en el aire. Un aire que no pertenece a cualquier país.
I return home anywhere and nowhere. If I go home, where do I go? If I go home, where is my country?
و شاید آنچه سهراب گفت بهتر است. هر کجا هستم باشم. آسمان مال من است. پنجره، فکر، هوا، عشق، زمین مال من است. And maybe what Sohrab said is the best. Never mind where I am. Sky is mine. Window. Thought. Air. Love. And earth is mine.
Tierra. Agua.
Zamin. Ob.
Zemlja. Voda.
Yer. Su.
Earth, water, tana air, owned by my feet, quenching my thirst. This homeland, this heartland, stepped on and drunk from by me. Saya tana di mana-mana. Roots come from my feet, the part underneath.
Raíces salen de mis pies, la parte abajo. Una suela quebrada por dedos leñosos, buscando profundidad y permanencia. Construyendo una base de concreto para mis piernas, caderas, brazos, cuello. Pelo encadenado por un viento salvaje.
Tana, air, earth, and water, danced on, sipped from, marched on, gulped from, soil on my soles and sand in my hair, washed away in rivers, waterfalls, creeks, and oceans. Air Asli, air Asam, air Leding, air Mlata, air Sumber, air Sungai, air Terjun, air Bena.
تاپ تاپ افتادن توت روی زمین از درخت بلند توت داخل حیات. Mulberries touching the ground, top top, falling from the tall tree in the garden. صدای شرشر آب از فواره حوض کنار درخت توت. Calming sound of water of the fountain near the tree. زنجره ها می خوانند. Crickets sound loud. کاه و سکنجبین عصر تابستان می چسبد. Tasty lettuce and doushab in the hot summer nights.
Flores. Eucalipto. Tierra húmeda. Profunda.
Tana air. Earth and water. Paddy fields, soft coastlines. Spice dim alleyways, dusty paddocks. Tana datar. Tanah hidup, tanah kampung, tanah lapang, tanah kosong, tanah rembang. Saya tanah di mana-mana. So many earths holding me in place under a vast blast of blue sky.
زیر گنبد کبود.
Under the blue dome.
آسمان نیلگون.
Blue sky.
The only thing I see is the red earth beneath me and a big blue sky around me.
Quieto, rumbo, hermoso.
I'm flying, let him.
Brilla, suya, moja, vuela.
Parvoz con.
Terbang, leti.
Fly.
Let him.
I'm flying.
Saya melayang tinggi menembus angin lembut seperti burung yang baru dilepas.
Like a bird just set free. Aire, espejo, el cielo largo, nubes voladoras.
Flying clouds.
Abrhoi parande.
Awan terbang.
Kanatlı bulutlar.
Floreciendo campanas, siguiendo huellas de nómadas nocturnos. La misma tierra que yo piso, tú pisas.
The same earth that I walk on, you walk on.
Respiramos el mismo aire colorado. Abrazamos la misma noche.
We breathe the same colored air. We embrace the same night.
Que rodea el planeta redondo, escapando el sol, persiguiendo el día, momento por momento.
Lahze be lahze.
Jumla sa'at.
Utrenutku.
My home is in the smell of rice and frangipani, in the crimson crunch of autumn and wattle-dazzled spring. In the sound of sweeping brooms and a train whistle tooting, and the taste of hot tea and a child on a swing.
گرگومیش اول صبح. مسجد کبود. خانه یعنی آرامش، عشق و امنیت.
Home is peace, love and security.
Rain dropping lightly on a thick mat of crunchy, pungent leaf. Spiders spinning sticky songs, cockatoos screaming blue murder. A treehouse, triangle, nestled between the house and an open view. my home.
Hatiku puas kalau minum teh panas.
My heart is contented when I drink hot tea.
Sama teman, keluarga atau sendiri, bila pulang kampung, di sana, di sini.
Love is in my home wrapped with music of love.
Home is hibiscus blooming scarlet in broom or barley or in the garden planted by my mother in a land foreign to her, kembang merah di kebun asing, which she made home by placing on the front door a sign which stated, rumah kita, our home.
Evimiz, nuestro hogar,
nash dom,
khane iman. Home is a touch. Hogar es un sonido. Home is a memory. Hogar es una historia.
To see what fate finally brings out and where this restless body finds rest in peace.
Iako ne znam da li sam preplašena životom ili je ta neizvesnost zaista zastrašujuća, ohrabruje me sopstvena spremnost da prepoznam strah. To je početak oslobađanja.
Despite not knowing if I'm frightened by life, I'm encouraged to know fear. This is the beginning of an infinite, undying freedom.
Pulang kampung di tempat tenang. Balik rumah merasa senang. Tinggal di sini, di tanah sayang. Home is peace. Home is joy. Home is love.
بیا بنشین عاشق شو و دیگر نرو گل ایلش عاشقل و دها گتمه Come home, find peace, fall in love and stay forever.
تینگل سلاما لامانیا
استانی زاوبک
Quedar para siempre.
Hamisha Beman.
Shane Strange caught up with the group to ask about homespun, multilingual poetry, the idea of home, and bringing the sounds of vastly different languages together. They are joined by Jackie Malins, a performance poet and artist based in Canberra. Jackie is the co-founder and facilitator of the Mother Tongue Multilingual Poetry events.
Firstly, I'll get you guys to introduce yourselves and your languages.
Karina Bontes-Forward, Spanish and Australian English.
Vesna Svjetičanin, Serbian and English.
Asafa Zainalabedini, Persian, Turkish or Azeri Turkish and Australian English.
Anita Patel, Bahasa Melayu, Bahasa Malay, Indonesian and English.
Jackie Malins, Australian English. I'm the token monolingual here.
Well, I'll ask you your first question, Jackie. You're the kind of director, curator, I suppose, of this ragtag group of individuals.
Facilitator, I like to think.
Yes, enabler. You're the enabler. Why Mother Tongue? It's just sort of appeared out of nowhere. But what was going through your mind when you were putting this group together?
So this group, I suppose, has kind of come out of a sequence of Mother Tongue events. I started writing and performing poetry just in English a few years ago now and became a bit of a poetry evangelist because I found it quite an exciting and powerful process. And I was thinking, you know, who else doesn't have a stage to, you know, experience the wonders of poetry? And I grew up in Wollongong, which I don't know whether the statistics kind of back up whether it is more or less multicultural in terms of the population than Canberra, but it certainly seemed more visibly multicultural growing up there than life in Canberra. And I had some friends for whom English is their second language who talked about how they felt like they didn't have the same range of expression in English as they did in their mother tongues. And then I was also a bit inspired because the Australian Poetry Slam do run just once a year, a multilingual slam. And so altogether I was like, ooh, multilingual poetry showcases in Canberra. I didn't want it to be competitive. So I asked a friend, Lauren Harvey, who'd been organising some other open mic events, and we pitched it to the Multicultural Fringe, and a year later, kind of, and four events later, we're kind of getting amazing pieces of work like this.
So how did you guys write this sort of work together?
It was a process trying to work out how to do it. Obviously, it was... we couldn't just read out bits of our own poetry to each other and understand what it was straight away, because there's, you know, five languages that are apart from English. So originally we had some brainstorming ideas and toyed with what our structure would be, and we sort of came up with the concept of having different sounds interacting as well as meanings. So not necessarily knowing what the different meanings were in our different languages, but bouncing off each other to have similar threads of things that sounded the same to make like a soundscape. So that was our idea conceptually for the way that it would come across. As far as structure, we came across a few different themes that we were thinking of that might be universal. So we brainstormed a lot with that and came up with a lot of different sensory things. We had taste, we had like nature and places, we had food, we had a lot of different stuff, and what won was the concept of home, because that's so universal to everyone. So we ended up going away and writing our own little pieces, and then we sort of decided that we were going to have these sub-themes. So underneath the topic of home, we had these 10 different sub-themes, or 8. And so we went and we did our different things with sub-themes, and we had a translation beside each of our things so we could read each other's original work, but with a translation. And then we kind of had to mix it all together, and we found that there were some really big strands of similarities between what we were writing, even though we'd written all the things individually. So even down to some of the same words that came up in our separate things that we'd written. And so you would have heard through the piece there is some times where we're going on a certain theme in all the stuff in the different languages. And so some of those were coincidental, just things that we came up for in the same sub-theme. And then we chopped and changed it and put it all together. We also used this concept of refrains, which was like ways to break up our different sections, which were a series of words in all the different languages.
Yeah, that kind of it struck me there was about three or four different poems in that sort of long piece, you know, and there were very definite changes but common themes, you know, being expressed in different languages, which I think was really, really, really interesting, you know. Yeah. I mean, one of the things I want to ask you guys about is the sound. Of like, I could listen to you guys, like the languages are so complementary and in terms of sound. So, you know, can you talk a little bit about, is that something that you're aiming for? Karina, you said that you're trying to mesh sounds together as opposed to words. Is that sort of something you all try and deal with?
So I'd like to talk about that a little bit, because at the time when the...
It was originally, we kind of came up with a thing as a proposal for the Noted Writers Festival, which happened in Canberra not long ago. So that was what kind of kicked the ball off about what we could do as a collaborative piece.
And the email came around from Jackie saying, guys, are you interested in doing something together? And then I said, just last night I've read this interesting article about research, summarizing findings of a research about the sounds and words in different languages. And we said, maybe we can start doing, you know, thinking in those terms. And then it sort of percolated for about a month or 6 weeks. That was maybe in October. And then, it was a really long and nice process, not pushed, just gently developed. And I think it was really ripening in us as the time passed. And then we had the first meeting together, and then the rest is history.
The sounds are actually really interesting because we've got an Eastern European language, we've got Persian and Azeri, which are such beautiful, mellifluous and smooth sounds. We've got Spanish, of course, which is beautiful and Latin European sort of sound, and then Indonesian Malay, which is basically a Polynesian language, so we've got a really Polynesian kind of staccato sound there going on, and I was thinking, oh, this is going to be quite a thing to marry those sounds together, but it was interesting, and yeah, the tapestry. And I think we came with this idea of stitching the sounds, and that's how we came. And then we were like, well, what speaks to us all, and the notion of home, and each of us have a different notion of home. Some of us have been here for a very long time, and we've built our families here and things like that. But we actually have no home. You know, while Australia is our home and where we're proud to be citizens of it, I still find very hard to say I'm Australian. Australia is my only home. And then, of course, Vesna's come here much more recently, and Asefe even more recently. So all of these things came together with it. So the notion of sound and home, I think, were interestingly sewn together.
As somebody who, as I said, doesn't actually understand any of the languages apart from the Australian English, I have just found it really lovely hearing the difference in the sound production across the different languages and which ones are kind of vowel rich and which ones are more percussive and consonant, and whether the sounds come from the back of the throat in some cases or the front of the tongue. You really get a beautiful musical contrasts, is my experience as a listener.
One of the things I was really interested in was, you know, poetry may or may not be a recent thing for you, but certainly performing in this context is, where you're using both languages. Does working in poetry in English and your, you know, mother tongues, does that sort of influence the way that you see either of those languages? Does it sort of give you a different appreciation of various things? You know, certainly from the perspective of sound, but are there other ways that sort of creeps in?
Well, that's really interesting for me because I realized that while I'm writing in English, I feel maybe freer to put the words down, whatever that I want. I might still, you know, cut the pieces off if I don't like them, or when I'm performing them, I might just cut them down. Cut them off. But I found that very interesting for myself because I might not use those concepts when I'm writing in Persian or in Azeri. But again, it goes the other way around as well. So I might use totally different concepts if I'm writing in my mother languages. So, some concepts just are produced only mainly in English, and I can't even translate them in my mother languages because they don't feel like what I wanted to say in English then. Yeah, and the other way around as well.
I've got kind of the opposite thing going on. So I was born in Australia, and so English is my mother tongue, but I also grew up, you know, my parents spoke Spanish to me at home until I was 7 or 8. And then I had a big break from it, and went back and, you know, have been talking it on a regular basis for the last many years. But so I still feels like my mother tongue, but the way I interact with it creatively is really interesting. I guess I would have thought that mostly I would do English because that's what I've spoken for most of my life. But a lot of my interaction with the creative arts has been in Spanish-speaking things. And so for me, naturally writing songs particularly comes in Spanish, not really in English. And it's the same kind of thing you're saying. It's like you just can't say the same things. It just doesn't sound the same. It's not the same. It's not the same shape. And having said that, you know, most of the poetry that I've written has always been in English, but anything to do with music has been in Spanish. And so then doing this, doing mother tongue stuff for the last, I mean, I think I performed the first one, the second mother tongue. Yeah. And doing stuff in Spanish was really lovely because it's like writing a song, but it's not a song.
I actually don't think it's possible to do a direct translation, and I think it's because language is how we think and it's how we know. And if you if you know and think in one language, it's quite difficult to directly translate that to another. And it goes back to what Asifa said, which is there are things you can't, there are concepts, there are feelings that you can't say in one language. They're just not there. The words aren't there. It's interesting with Indonesian and with Malay, which I grew up speaking simultaneously with English, and then came here. And of course, like migrants all do, when you're young and you come, you swap straight back into English because that's the cool language, that's the safe language. And I wrote a lot of poetry in English, and I love writing poetry in English. I just have this massive adoration of the English language, actually. But this was a gift to be able to write in my mother tongue because I never wrote in my mother tongue really, in Malay. Never wrote in Malay, just in English. And now I find myself constantly when I'm writing poetry going, oh, a Malay line would be lovely in there. Like,
yeah, just wanted to say that through this work and that effort that somehow went into translating certain concepts and words and feelings and emotions has really built in me thirst for more. I feel that I really want to go back to the roots of my language and also then somehow build on the fairly solid, understandable level of my command of English, and then build those two and somehow create something that is going to be unique and something that I myself would not have been able to do if I stayed in Serbia or if I was just monolingual. Having these other sounds around me, it's just so amazing. I just catch myself looking at my comrades here and just thinking how beautiful that sounds, that word sounds, and how beautiful this concept is. And it's just like, just something special.
I think I agree with you completely, just having listened to it. But I want to come back to this thing that you were talking about. You know, when you're writing poetry, do you give yourself the permission to slip? Now, have you found yourself going a bit freed up in terms of, oh, I can write that in, you know, Malay or Farsi or Serbian, you know, that concept. We just don't get in English. So I'll write a bit in English and then I'll switch over to my mother tongue or another language just to get that happening.
Sometimes I might start writing in one of these languages and then I realise that I need to switch it and just go on with the other one. It just doesn't continue with the language that I start. But I haven't done that yet. I mean, I haven't made it bilingual or trilingual or anything yet. But I'm thinking about trying to, you know, put down things from all these three different languages and see if it makes sense to people and make it, yeah, a multilingual poem maybe.
This has been Poetry on the Move. I'd like to thank our guests Vesna Svjetichinin, Karina Bontis-Ford, Anita Patel, Asif Ezinelabedini, and Jackie Malins. This podcast is made possible by IPSI, the International Poetry Studies Institute, and the Centre for Creative and Cultural Research, Faculty of Arts and Design at the University of Canberra. Thank you for listening.